Shir Tzadik Miksuvos Tez Zayin Sivan Heitav Shemem Beis June 7th, 1982 and Monday.
Yeah, because I had a great welfare, so to be very short here. But yesterday I was in Buffalo, so I just wanted to be an issue. Now we left off in the Gemara at Daf Ches. Daf Ches of Dav. First line. The rates in the major of Yeshua Abim of Habere, one of the Bissim Mechol for Aitel Chol, Shehu Memo. In other words, why doesn't the Mishnah say that made Rabbi Yeshua in another case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah tells us that even though Rabbi Yeshua is chilek on the effectiveness of the Mishnah in the case of Psi Meres Psuon Sasan, who aim in a loyal to Almonim, he says. So Rabbi Yeshua Gamliel says that she is a menace, that Psuon Sasan, on the basis of Mishnah, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, that Mishnah is not effective. But in the, on this Mishnah, of Sodez Vishal Vichoy, so so Rabbi Yeshua is made it, that this Mishnah is effective. The Mishnah could say another Mishnah where Rabbi Yeshua is made it. In what case? They were having a monogamism, who operated the whole Shunem. Now, so there it says that this Shem says on the margin, because otherwise the Gemara's Kashi is difficult. What does it to do with Mige? I mean, here is a Kippur Hakka. We don't have to resort to Mige. Since we are the base of Kippur Hakka, so the Makshim of the Makshim, the Salkanaitach of the Gemara assume that the Hamalvis Havela Be'edin, Hamalvis Havela Be'edin is Sorech Lepera Be'edin. Is Sorech Lepera Be'edin. Ve'nema Ulimabra. Sorech Lepera Be'edin. So Mige without Mige, since the Halach is, that Amalvis Havela Be'edin is Sorech Lepera Be'edin. So in this case, where he himself is made it, that he was Malve, so without Kikos to Mige, he should not be an animal to say for Ayin. But only because of Mige, and Rabbi Yeshua is certainly made it in this guy, that Mige is effective in this case. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that? So the more asterisk is, Mishim dikuboyal in Mr. Seife, in Yishen Yim Shulom, Vilon Aparayti, is a nemon. So Mele he couldn't say, Eim have made a men of Havel and Mono Lobisim in Mecho, who Aparayti loch Shul Nemon. Because the Seife says that if they are ready, then he's not Nemon. And in the case of Mono Lobisim in Mecho, Aparayti loch, even if they are ready, him Shul Lobo, so he's still. So, if Bokhanimu, he's still Nemon. So Mele he couldn't say in Yeshemi, Shul Lobo Nemon. When the parayti bein nemon, what kind of amal is chavir beidin? And it's all before beidin. Oh, the reish the rash, the reish the mon lo bisi nimcho. Mil se the rabbi Yeshua da shmir de meid de yichadim shi yishol de fonecho. Now we have to remember that according to Rashi, the rabbi Yeshua is only made in Mige in the case of no tvie of ein shi yishol de fonecho. That's Rashi's pshat. Or Beishas of Nechwe, there is no tree. But if there is a tree, even if he has a Mige de Boitoi, then Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on Mige de Boitoi. Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on Mige de Boitoi. Newt Rabbi Shivashim de Meide, Rabbi Yeshas of Nech, Maish de Dashim of the Kar, Vita Kulmisni, Kibiog, Mishim Seife, Linkit Newt, said in Tautoli, Vilishim on Vididei Gulf. So, of course, so, the Rishayim Shem Kubetzes also point out what it is as Rishayim says here. Because without this, so then the Gemara is very difficult. All right. So, what kind of a kasha of the Gemara is it? Raise the Midrash of Yeshua. The Mishnah has to tell us that Rabbi Yeshua is made it, recognizes the Aloch of Kippur HaKol. The Mishnah is only telling us cases where Rabbi Yeshua recognizes the effectiveness of Mige, not that Rabbi Yeshua recognizes the being of Kippur HaKol. The answer is, The Gemara have a minute assume that Hamalves Havir Beidim is Sorech Lepeir Beidim. So Mele, even if he's not Malves Havir Beidim, but he's made it. So he's made it. So since he's made it, so he does Baldin, Ki Meidim Yome, so it should have the same thing as a Malves Havir Beidim. As a Malves Havir Beidim. So Mele, Gemara's Kashi is. Gemara's Kashi is. But Kavishua is certainly made in the case of Mono Levitin Mucho Parayi Locho, Shehu Ne'emon, on the basis of me. So we have to see, we can deduce from this Gemara, a very big finish. Now, we pass that Amal Veshavir Beidi is in its own form. In its own form. But, Imomar of the Feini, Elo Beidi, then it's sort of a name. Then it's all different. But there is a Magomar in the Gemara Yishmoes who says, Amal Veshavir Beidi is sort of a name. According to that Magomar, if Ruben lent Shimon $1,000 in the presence of Beidi, and then Ruben even testified that Ruben lent Shimon $1,000. Then Ruben claims the $1,000, and Shimon says, I paid it up to you a long time ago. And Ruben says, no. So that according to that mandoma, Shimon has to pay. Shimon has to pay. We don't pass like that mandoma. However, in the case, so we pass that even if somebody is Malves Havir Beidim, and then the lady says, for I think, so he's normal. You know, but suppose at the time Rubin lent $1,000 to Shimon, Rubin said, now I'm lending you $1,000, but I want you to know that you have to pay back only maybe. And in case you don't pay back the $1,000 lady in the presence of Abe, then you will not be trusted to say I paid. And then he claims $1,000, and Shimon says, I paid. So Ruben says, but I told you that you will not be trusted. So then this you will collect from Shimon. What kind of aloha is it? So this aloha, that now on one hand we say, I'm always having a baby, then it's all with your baby. He still has the demoness of Kibra. But Imoma we are defraying, hello baby, so it's all with your baby. What is it? It's a question of an agreement, I mean. What kind of a halacha is it? So he said, "How to find a lady." So he didn't listen. But there is a halacha of kibahat is nemon. The answer is just as there is a halacha of idras baldin kimei idomi that the person has nemones, legabim himself and mechayim himself. So there is a halacha of shviras nemones. Also, that's also based upon the principle. Of Idras Baldin Kimei Yidome. In other words, a Baldovo can take away his own emunas. If Baldovo says that I should not be able to say anything except if I prove it by means of aiding testifying, that I paid. Otherwise, I should be able. So Melee, he shaver his emunas. He deprives himself, divests himself of credibility. In other words, that's also based upon the principle of Idras Baldin Kimei Yidome. So vis-a-vis himself, a person has mnemonis to become a chuyev, and vis-a-vis himself, he has mnemonis to deprive himself of credibility, of mnemonis. So there is the halacha of shvira mnemonis. Now, so that goes without saying, that the halacha of imoma aloi al tifrein el beidi. So Tzolz Lepeir Beidin is based upon the principle of Shiras Nemones. And the principle of Shiras Nemones is based upon the concept of Yidras Baldin Kimei Yidome. That the Baldovo has the keyach not only to be behind himself on the basis of his testimony, but to deprive himself of credibility with his testimony. But the question is, the Baldovo who says, Hamalves Havir Beidin is also Tzorach Lepeir Beidin. Is it also because of Shviras Nemones? In other words, even though he didn't spell it out, but since he brought in the Baldin, and they who saw the how you let him chimen the money, so neither there is an internet. Why did he bring the aiding? Why did he bring the aiding? Why he couldn't give him $1,000 without aiding? So we say that the reason as to why he had aiding, because he meant to imply, to intimate, to Shimon, that he's not going to believe him. He's not going to believe him. But only if he wants to be believed, he'll have to produce it. That's the reason. That's one way of explaining it. Or the other way of explaining it is, no, Kamando, Mano, as far as Shviras Nemones is concerned, so when can we apply the principle of Shviras Nemones? If he spelled it out, if he explicitly spelled it out, and he said, I'll defray the elevator. So he spelled it out explicitly. And he said, you are not going to have Nemones, any credibility, without it. This is the condition under which I lend you the money. That you should not have any credibility to me. And if you want to be trusted, you'll have to pull it by it. Bashenkin, if he doesn't spell it out, he just brought him to see, to witness the fact that he lent him money, so then we do not say in a stamp, it's considered as if he had spelled it out and said, I'll defray the way. So why does one Adama say that Amalus Habir Beidim is also sort of Pir Beidim, and if he doesn't produce any investment, he's not going to say Paratani? So that's because of Cheskas Chiyuv. In other words, there is, if he's Maldes Havir Beidim, so we know he has a Cheskas Chiyuv. The Reid has a Cheskas Chiyuv, so Mele, the Malve is Nemon. The Malve is Nemon to say, If sometimes later the Malve comes to Bezin and he says, the Leve borrowed from me $1,000 and here are the Eidim who confirmed it, that he borrowed from me. And he did not pay up the debt. And the Leve says, I did pay up, so then the Malve is Nemon. Why the Malve Nemon? Because the Cheskas Chiyuv, since Eidim testified that he became a Chuyev, so the Cheskas Chiyuv collaborates the time of the Malve. So in such a case, the Malve has the money on his side. What is that?
Chazok is only Rabbanan. Contract with the bank?
What do you mean Chazok is only Rabbanan? What Chazok is not?
Chazok,
the effectiveness of Chazok is not right. Say, I mean, he is suing. We rely only by money, so we are not mitzi Yadamurzek, even on the basis of what? So certainly, on the basis of Chazoke by itself, certainly not. Masha'im came, but here, but by Nemones, there is Haloche of Nemones of Taino Valdova too. There is no absolute cloud that a Valdova is always Nemonan Steinus. But that's one of the calling in Nemones of Taino Valdova. If the Valdova is staying and has Cheskas Chiyuv, collaborates, he's Steinus, so then he's Nemonan Steinus. That's the aloha according to Mandoma, Hamalves having a baby, he's on the ring. We don't pass like that Mandoma. But that's the oneness of the Mandoma who says, Hamalves having a baby, he's on the ring. So, in other words, so the question is, the Mandoma who says, Hamalves having a baby, he's on the baby, is it on the basis of the principle of Shviras Nemones, like in the case of Omalei Al Tifrei, Al Beidi? So in other words, so they didn't do it. If he bought anything, so it's like silent talk. So it is as if he spelled it out and he verbalized it. The reason is why I bought anything to witness the Alvoye, because I don't want you to be trusted in saying Torah. That's the reason. Or it's because of the Cheskas Chiyuv. So here's the one. So from this Gemara we can resolve that child. Because here the Gemara, the Haram of the Gemara, the matching the Gemara assumes that we say I'm always having a baby, he saw it with Pele Bey. He saw it with Pele Bey, he saw it with Pele Bey. So Bishleime, if we say that the Pshat in I'm always having a baby, he saw it with Pele Bey, is because the Cheskas Chiyuv collaborates the time of the Malve, So the Mele, is Emon, even though the Levi, who is the Mosek, So he contradicts it. So then we understand the Gemara Skashi. The ladies, namely the Rabbi Yeshua Abinu Chavirim on Lodisim and Kol Paragro, Shul Nemo. So why is Nemo according to the Machin in the Gemara? Because of the effectiveness of Migit. Because without recourse to Migit, he wouldn't be Nemo. But is it Gemara Hakko? The answer is, the Machin is Shul Nemo is Chavirim in Tzor Kupir Beini, so it's considered. So the Mele, So even though in this case there are no Eidim who sod al-Voye, but the reason is why in the case where Eidim sod al-Voye. So the Malve can be made because the Cheskas Filuf collaborates the time of the Malve. So in this case too, since the Leve was made and it was Baldin Kimerim Dome, so again, the Cheskas Filuf is established. That we know, there is a Chetes Chiyuv. And then there is a kosher between the Malve and the Leve. The Malve says that he didn't pay, and the Leve says he did pay. So the Gemara in the Kashe assumed that the Malve is Chalir Beinu Tzor Repir Beinu. Why? Because the Malve has Mimones and his Taine. As long as the Cheskas Chiyuv collaborates, supports his Taine, so here too the Cheskas Chiyuv supports his Taine. Even though there are no Eidim, but it does not mean you made it on it. So the reason, so if not for the Aloha of Migeh, so he wouldn't be Nemon the Eidim. But why is there Eidim Nemon? Because of Migeh. So the Mishnah should say, made Rabbi Yeshua. But if we are going to say that the Mandoma who says, Hamalves Chavir Meidim, he saw the Pira Meidim, because even though he didn't spell it out, Al Tifrein El Meidim, the fact that he brought Eidim to witness the Alvoye, that in itself amounts to a spelling out Al Tifrein El Meidim, it's based upon Shviras Nemones. When can we apply the Aloha of Shviras Nemones if he brought Eidim? But if he didn't bring Eidim, what kind of a Munden is there that there was Shviras Nemones? So then, we don't have to resort to Migeh. Simply because they say, Migeh Vrahako is what? Simply because of the... So here, simply because they say, Migeh Vrahako is what? Because it wasn't the case of Malos Haverim. So you see, so it's an Ayat Vure from this Gemara, that the Mandoma who says, Hamalos Haverim, Zor Haverim, it's not because Hamalves Chavir Beidim is the equivalent of Al Tifrein El Beidim. No, Al Tifrein El Beidim is based upon Shviras Nemones. Here is because of Cheskas Chiyuv. So the Melech, the Gemara. So then, without recourse to Migeh, the Leve wouldn't be Nemon, because the Malve would be Nemon, because the Cheskas Chiyuv supports the Malve Steine. But the reason as to why it is Nemon no Eve, because of Migeh, and Rabbi Yeshua is made it. So the Gemara says, no, Mishim the boy is the same thing, Yehidim Shul Eidim, and we're bright even in Nemon. But kind of our mothers have been made it all the day. So in other words, so that means that in the case of Mon Lovisin in Chol Poraitoloch, so then we don't even have to resort to Migeh. Then he's Nemon, because on the basis of the general din of Gibran, so the Mishnah couldn't say Midah Rabbi Yeshua, it has nothing to do with Midah. Alright, now the Gemara has another question. Vilayis ne Midah Rabbi Yeshua, ve'im rachavei reimon lovi chovi yodi, ve'achal tifrashu ne'emon, ifru ve'im says to Shimon, I borrowed from your father, from your Shimon's father. So, I borrowed $100 and Vachal Tifras. In other words, so Beim Chavei Reimon Olovi Choviyot. So Vachal Tifras and I own 50 Shunem. Vinesi, Maybe Rabbi Yishlach out of class. Pirat it chetzi, I paid 50. Shul nemo bolo yishvue. Why should it be bochoy yishvue? Because he's made a mixas. He's made a mixas. He's made it that he owes 50. He owes 50 to Shimon. So he should be bochoy yishvue. But he's not a yishvue. Why? Because of the meeting. And here it's in Shir Shoto for that. It's all Rashi and Shikose. In the whole Sukhya, Rashi and Shikose. That Rabbi Yeshua only recognizes Mige in the case of where there is no tree, where it's a Mige de Boy Shosik. But if there is a tree, and it's a Mige de Boy Toy, so then Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on him. Does not rely on him. Now, the question is, now we raise the question against Rashi, how can Rashi say such a thing? That Rabbi Yeshua does not recognize Migdal Boy. What about all the Migdal Boy Basra? I mean, Migdal Boy talking. All of Cheska Sabati is based upon Migdal. So he said that it's not that according to Rashi Rabbi Yeshua is chelik on the whole din of Migdal Boy talking. But in this case of Sodei Zushel Avichol Yisom Ukachdino Imen Shunemon. So in this case, since the Ruven does not have Cheskas Gimul Shomeg and his mate that it belongs to Shimon's father, so now it is established beyond the shadow of a doubt on the basis of the Goyim by Ruven that the Morekame is Shimon, Shimon's father, Shimon, the same thing. So the male this Migay, there would be here by Shimon. So it would be, so the Migge that Ruben has would be Migge di Boitoin. And the Migge di Boitoin, so we hate Ziloyamu. So since there is no Migen of Tomus in Kakoes, so who is the Mosek? The Morekame. So the Mele, if the Migge would be effective in the case where there is Migge, it would be a Migge Lehetzi, according to Rashi. And Migge Lehetzi, So he mentioned because there are two halachas in Migge. One halacha of Migge is Nemones of Taim and Baldomo. The other halacha of Migge is Migge Bitiras Bil. So in the case where the Migge is a Bil, if the Migge is a Bil, then we should say it even late. If it's a Bil, it's a Bil. But where a Bil? So Rashi Shiti is that Migge cannot be in Ivare. Why cannot Migge be in Ivare? Because Jumole Askadaita. Or Arumi Komar. So Mele cannot be in Ivare. But, so how about all the Migges in Shas? The answer is, there it's not on the basis of Yehoche, of Bil. But it's on the basis of the Mones of Tanya and Baldova. So the Mones of Tanya and Baldova also is only Shayach in the potential Tanya. If on the potential time is more credibility than on the actual time. But in the case of a Motzal of Psuim, so there on the potential time it does not have any more credibility than the actual time. But I am Rabbi Yeshua of Israelik, so even the case where he says, Mukaseitzami, so she is not the menace. So the Mele, Rabbi Yeshua says, there is no effectiveness of Migge. But in all the Migge of Shas, so there, where it's not Migge Lehetzi, so if it's Lahanzik, so then he's Nemon on the basis of Nemones of Tanya of Baldov. That's how we explain Rashi. Now the question arises, so that means that according to Rashi, so Rabbi Yeshua doesn't recognize Migge, the Boitoi, only if it's in Migge Lehetzi. So then, why does the Gemara say? It relates me, may the Rabbi Yeshua be mechavei remon lo vichob yodi, v'achal tifrashu nemon. And so Rashi says, Also nehmen wir doch in Schuhe, hoi und wenn ich hier schon oder von noch, da ist mir nur die Grüße. Die aber da du mir die nix als Potter, da aber da du mir die nix als Tier in das Potter, hoi und wenn ich denke, so rasch also, even in the case even in the case of Mono Bichabio, die war halt im Brass. So Ruben, who is the music, is Nemon. So rasch emphasizes why is Nemon. He is Nemon, because there is no tree. So it's immediate boy shows. The implication being if there would be a tree, so then Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't be made it. That is Nemon. But the question is this, since we said that it's inconceivable that Rabbi Yeshua should deny, should be healed, and the whole concept of Nige, because all of Cheska Sabbati revolves around Nige, so Rabbi Yeshua is only healing, and Nige hates him. Nige di Boitoin hates him, but Nige di Boitoin has it. So Abinon, so why does Rashi say in explaining the Gemara and the ways in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, they will have a model of Rabbi Yodi Vachautif Pras, Shu Nemo Bo Yeshua, Hoyu Vein Sheyo Shokh Vefono, Hoyu Vein Teive, Rashi concludes, emphasizes. But implication being, if he would be Teive, if Shimon would be Teive, Ruben wouldn't be Nemo. But here it's not Lahetzi, here it's Lahanzi. Ruben is toughest in the money. So this way in the case of the Mishneh, there is Kalke, there is no Trise, so it's Lehenzi. The one who has the Nige, he's a Meitzi, he's not a Muzi. But here in the case of Mono Avichom Yodim Achaltiv Pras, he's the Muzi, he's the Tokus in the man. He's the Leive. And still, Rashi says, Hoyu Ben Teivei, the implication being, if he would be Teivei, he would, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he shouldn't be Nemon with the Migel, but here it's a simple case of Migel Ahazi, so all of Cheska Sabbati deals with this kind of Migel. So we have to say that in view of the fact that there is a Cheska Sfiyuv, so the Cheska Sfiyuv supports since he is made that he borrowed money, Ruben is made that he borrowed money from Shimon's father. So Meile, there is a Cheskas Chiyuv, and that there is a Cheskas Chiyuv, so that's established. That there is a Cheskas Chiyuv, that's established. So Meile, since it is established that there is a Cheskas Chiyuv, so Meile, so Shimon is considered a Monik. Shimon is considered a Monik. Because he is made, Ruben is made that he borrowed from Shimon's father. So it is established that there is a Cheskas Chiyuv. So the Mele, Shimon is considered a Monik. So the Mele, if Ruben would be Nemo, so then it would still be a Nigel Eitzi. Alright. So that's the Gemara's Gash. I'll leave the man. He'll leave the Rabbanon. So Rashi explains. So the gist of the Gemara's Teretz is that the Mishnah couldn't say Meir Rabbi Yeshua Beimeir Lachavir Amon Rabbi Chavir Lachalti Prat Shul Nemon, because the Gemara says if Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbanon, so then even if he is Teve, he would be Nemon with him. And Rabbi Yeshua definitely holds that in case of Teve, he's not Nemon with him. So, so, So we have to say, we are forced to come to the conclusion that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't agree with the Shita of the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yaakov. So in other words, Rabbi Yeshua must agree with the Shita of Rabbanon Yaakov. Once we say that Rabbi Yeshua agrees with the Shita of Rabbanon Yaakov, so then, even if he's not even, he's Chayav Yeshua. Even if not even, he's Chayav Yeshua. So the terrace of the Gemara is that the Mishnah couldn't say neither Rabbi Yeshua Abel Chavere. Because he wouldn't be Neman without the Shvuah. He still would have to take the Shvuah because he agrees with Rabbi Yaakov. But the Gemara is explaining the Machlekes of Rabbon and Rabbi Yaakov. So for the tenets of the Gemara, according to Rashi, is that the Mishnah couldn't say maybe Rabbi Yeshua Abim al-Khabir Emon al-Avich Biyod al-Achal Tifras because Rabbi Yeshua definitely could not agree with the Shita of the Rabbanon, because according to Rabbanon he would be Nemon even in the case of Teveh. So we must say that Rabbi Yeshua agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov, and according to Rabbi Yaakov, so he wouldn't be Nemon even in the case of anything. So in other words, so the Teretz is, the Mishnah doesn't say maybe Rabbi Yeshua Abim al-Khabir Emon al-Avich Biyod al-Achal Tifras, because Rabbi Yeshua is not made in that case. Mikya would not be effective in that case, even if he's 80. But then the Gemara starts explaining the whole machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yaakov. So the Gemara says, so he said, because of Yaakov, let's make Shiva be the potter. So Rashi says, because of Yaakov, let's make Shiva be the potter. And Rashmuye, Bitnio, what a counter Rabbi, the Miseches written, and it's in its seal, and each bound me taken along. וחיבים לחיים תיבינם מחייב לשבועה, הרי נוכלים שבא לידוג, די לא מזו וחייב. Now, the more the Mishnah says in Anzotin, that המצא הדידו, is going to be able to take an elo. So that implies that the Raisa, in the מצא הדידו, should take a shvuah. But, because of the take an elo, in order that people should not be deterred from returning Avedis, if you are going to impose a shvuah upon an Ishvavid, let's say, he will return two wallets with money, two kisi. And then the Baal Aveda will say, I lost. He'll return one wallet with money, one kiss. And then the Baal Aveda will say, you are returning one kiss. Now that one wallet was tied to another wallet. So that means that you picked up two wallets, so I want you to return the other wallet too. And he says, no, I only found one wallet, and all two wallets tied to each other. So that Taloch is, the Mishnah says, even though he's a little mixas, he's made it that he found one wallet of the Baal Aveda, so he should take his way, but with the Tikkun in order that people should not be deterred to from returning an Aveda, because if you impose his way on an Ishva Aveda, so many a person will say, Malari Torah says, I'll matriach myself in order to return Aveda, and then I have to take Shvuah. So in order that people should not be deterred from returning Aveda, the Chacham Rami Sakhin, that the Tamisha Aveda is for. So then the Gemara's kasha, how does Rabbi Zabi Yaakov say in this case of Mono Vichav Yodim Achal Tifras? After all, he's an Eishim Aveda. The other one, Shimon didn't even claim from him anything. And Ruvain is made to him. So he's analogous to Imesh Vaveide. He was so nice, and that he admitted that he borrowed from his father $100, but returned only 50. And still, Rabbi Zabi Yaakov says he has to take his shoe. Rabbi Zabi Yaakov says, Mishra Bilipote, Omarab, Bitiyanikot. So, Rabbi Zabdi Yaakov is Mishra Milipot and Ashwari Bikliyo, but I can't say Rabbon, I'm Mishra Zitna, 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 so he does not have a dealing of the Mishra Zitna. Vom Amar, in Ishboi, I'm Kanes Kereshi, I'm Mishra Zitna, war mei kohle kotten, du gab mir mir jo wie ich kotten. Joche, dein Satz mei, dein Sacheremi. So, in die Feuer, dein Sacheremi kotten, mischte die Schuhe, dein Sacheremi, und mei kohle die Koma, und mei dein Satz mei. Ello, Ja, das Chirin in die Gua-Satzme. So kommen Tante, das Chirin der Satzme, nur er hochert der Rabbi von mir. Ja, mein Rabbi, die Mauer, wo die Omin ist Satani, ich war. Chazo, keine Omin ist von den Bauchheime. Weil die Chule boi nicht, weil die Koffer boi nicht, Omin ist von Omin. Und die Chule boi doi, weil doi, Kirchen ist stammt in den. Wie so war, hat er haben wir so sehr Pranele. Die Rachmone, Oma, Rome, Schwur, alle Kirchen, die Kulein. Na, und die Gimorre, wie he, ihr Nummer auf Misakos, und ob ich ziehe in Schwurz, und hier in Suez. Na, so, da ist ein Machleke, die tun in Rasche und Kinses, und der Pschat, die Gimorre, wo der Trabe sei, mit dem Mauer kommt, mit dem Mixer Satani, ich war, so, was der Kasche, why not, what's difficult? So, Rasche, und ob ich ziehe, explain that, mit dem Mauer kommt, der mit dem Mixer Satani, ich war, let him be potter, because he's a Mishiva Beide. Just as we say, I'm a Mishiva Beide, it's a Mishiva Beide, that if an Ishva Beide would have to swear, so then he would be deterred from returning in Avede. So here too, he's made after all. He could have been a Kippur Hakol and he would be Nemon. So somebody claims from him $1,000 and he says, no, I only owe you $500. He's such a nice person. So he could have said, I don't owe you a penny. And then basically would tell him, you don't have to pay me a penny. You say you don't owe me a penny, you don't pay me a penny. So he was so nice, and he's admitted that he borrowed $500. So he's a Mishva Beide, he's analogous to Mishva Beide. Why? Why does the Torah say that he has to swear? So the answer is, Chazokin Ulameis Pono Bifnei Balcheirei. Chazokin Ulameis Pono Bifnei. So the Mele, what's the swore of me, of Mishva Beide? Of me. The swore of me is, in other words, this person is a nice person. He's an honest person. If he hadn't been nice, if he hadn't been honest, he could have said, I don't owe you a penny. And he wouldn't have to pay a penny. Who forced him to say, I owe you $500? So in other words, so that's the raya that he is. So we're saying that he's a nice person. He should be trusted without his word. Because if he's a liar, he could have lied, he had a better lie to say, I don't owe you anything. So we say now, maybe he's a liar, he's not such a nice person. So why didn't he say, I don't owe you a penny, I never borrowed from you? The answer is, he doesn't have the chutzpah to tell a Balchemi, who was so nice to him, lent him money, to tell him, I don't owe you a penny. He doesn't have that chutzpah, but he's a liar. So the Mele, we have to be Cheshish. We have to be Cheshish. Maybe he's lying in the 500. Why the Chule Boi Mechtere? Why the Kofale Yishin Yod Amei Yispon? So why does the Mora say the Chule Boi Delei Delei? Why the Mora say the Chule Boi? So Rashi explains it in Bon Mitzie. Rashi explains it, Monefshach. He say that the reason is why the Torah is Mechayot and he makes us to swear. And we do not say, this person is an honest person, he's not a liar, because if he had been a liar, so then he would deny everything, because it's possible, it's very likely that he's a big liar, but why didn't he deny everything? He doesn't have so much chutzpah, he doesn't have so much audacity to deny everything. So in other words, Yachin should mean that he's a liar. Monifshach, so of what avail is the shvue? If he's a liar, so if he's choshu to gather money, he's choshu to swear falsely too. Migi the choshu da momene, choshu da shvue se. In other words, if he has no yira shamayim, he's not afraid of the rebbeinu shalom, and he's ready to deny money that he owes to somebody else to become a gazlan. He is ready. He's capable of swearing falsely also. So how will the shvue prove that his time is honest? Why is it all Mechayel Shvueh in Mitzah? In other words, because the Shvueh will prove that his time is honest. But what if you're not Cheshed in as a liar, so then, why swear? And if you are Cheshed in as a liar, so what the veil is the Shvueh? So Vinish Vashekha too. That's how Rashi explained. Uvichule boy. So then the Gemara says, no, Uvichule boy the later. If we had been Cheshed in the Mikzas, that maybe he wants to lie and never to pay up the debt. So then Shvuya wouldn't serve any purpose. Because if a person is so corrupt that he is ready to deny the debt and never to pay it up, so his choshut Shvuya falls away. But we are not preaching that this person is so corrupt that he really has no intentions of paying the debt. We appreciate that maybe this person, because he's under pressure and he doesn't have the money to pay, so he wants to relieve himself of the pressure. So he's saying he doesn't owe $1,000, because he doesn't have $1,000 to pay. $500 he'll be able to get, even though he's under pressure. But $1,000, it's impossible for him to get it. And he wants to relieve himself of pressure. So the male is saying, I only owe you 500. But he has the intention, later on, will have the money, he'll be made that he owes another $500. So we appreciate that. Of course, that in itself is a misogynistic. Even when a person is under pressure and he intends ultimately to pay up the debt, he has no right to be paying shekel. But, we appreciate him of this, but we are not appreciating him that he wants to deny the debt altogether and never to pay it up. If we had the chesed that he doesn't intend ever to pay out the debt, then Shvuya wouldn't serve any purpose. So he says, Vahai. So, actually, we consider him as a nice person, basically. But he's not, he doesn't act according to the Torah, but he's still nice. In other words, so we are only chesed. We are only chesedim that he's saying this tiny shekel temporarily in order to relieve himself from pressure. Because a person under pressure is ready to say tiny shekel, but he's not. If he has any yerushalayim in his heart, he's not going to swear first. So the words of Yaakov Sova Leishne Bein Leishne Bnei in the maze Vilkat Lav Neshiv Aveda. So Lav Neshiv Aveda. So the reason is why a Midrid Miksas was not a Midrid of Neshiv Aveda, because we say he doesn't have the hose to deny the whole thing. So maybe it's no Raya that he's telling the whole truth, because maybe he's not telling the whole truth because of pressure, but so Elizabeth Yaakov says, so not only when the person is staying on the basis of his own time, but even when the person is staying on the basis of the time of his father, let's say in this case So Shimon doesn't know that Reuven borrowed from his father money, but Shimon heard it from his father that Reuven borrowed, let's say Yaakov, Shimon's father, told Shimon, that's what Shimon said, that his father Yaakov told him that Reuven borrowed from him in money, but Shimon himself doesn't know it. So he knows it because his father told him. Some mele, that Rabbon Sav, that Beirud in the maze, Avo Bidnei maze, Umidwe Heiz, Meshiva Beida Ave. So the Rabbon would say, wanted and he's so sure. Yeah, but she's not going to be able to do it.